Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This hour of Afternoons is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate now at carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K to donate your car today.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
Back here on WEEI Afternoons, Fitzy's off today. Dan Ball stepping up to the plate. And
yeah.
Now Ted Johnson joining the fun.
Love having Dan Ball in with us. This is a good time right here.
How are you, Ted?
Good weekend? I'm good. I had a really, it wasn't the perfect
What happened?
Well, that went down.
What happened?
Andy, I'm in a tough situation.
Yeah,
gosh, darn
this,
it.
This is not good. I saw the results on Saturday.
Asking me, why are you so down, Ted? Why so unhappy? Because Tufts beat Middlebury in the semifinals.
But the good news is Middlebury is in the tournament.
Of course, yes.
We're in the big tournament,
the NCAA. So Tufts, the number one ranked team all season long. They beat us. We were up 2-0 and lost. In soccer, it's never a 2-0 lead is never safe. You always got to get that third one. And I've been telling everybody that I was with, you got to get that third one. And we couldn't get that third one, so it was tied 2-2 in regulation, and then we went into overtime.
So did they jinx it? The people you were telling that we need another one, were they like, don't worry, Ted, it's over?
No. There was none of that. No, okay. I mean, Tufts is a hell of a team. So, and they ended up winning the whole thing, winning the NESCAC the next day when they beat Conn College. But, yep, we're in the playoffs, in the NCAA playoffs, so that's good.
I got a question for you both. You guys both have kids that play sports. Are you watch with a group of people parents, or you watch on your own so you can curse to yourself parents?
Oh, I'm the second.
Yeah.
I do not. I think maybe a lot of parents think I'm probably an a-hole or just there's something, you know, why doesn't he talk to us? Because I don't talk to any of the some of them. But I like to be off on my own.
Yeah.
And watch the game because I just can't stand people want to talk and I got to turn my head and I'll miss you. You turn your head for 1 second in soccer. It's something happened.
Oh, absolutely.
So, yeah, I'm the latter, always have been. So I'm sure there's a lot of parents of teammates of my kids that they played with that are probably like, that guy's an a-hole, man. He never talks to anybody. Well, I don't want to miss any action. That's how I do it.
Andrew?
I usually start out with people, and if it starts to go poorly, sometimes I need to take a walk. Or sometimes if people starting to say things that I don't want to co-sign on or don't really want to be interacting with, sometimes I need to move around. But there's a lot of people. I know Giardi was a famous when his son was in high school playing football. I think he was a headphones and off to the side.
That's a lot.
Giving the pure, like, don't talk to me, I'm in my own zone
kind of
image there. So, yeah, it's not the easiest thing. You'll know someday if you're lucky enough.
Believe me, I know, and I've witnessed it from my own parents. But I'm just curious. You know, you guys know a lot about sports, very passionate personalities, and so I figured maybe there'd be a little distance put between you and the pack
And everybody, I don't know if you guys saw the audio. Lane Kiffin's son is apparently a high school quarterback.
Okay.
And so this was actually a big topic, I believe, in his press conference yesterday. They were asking him, how he watches, what he does on the sideline. Does he ever advise the coach? Does he? Mm-hmm. And he was like, nope. I've dealt with enough of those parents, especially of quarterback parents. I try to keep my mouth shut. Even when I see things that are going wrong, I try to keep my mouth shut and shut the coach off and just be dad.
I've you know how many times I've wanted to say something to coach, and I never once have. Yeah. And it's just, you have to, you can't do it. Don't intervene. You know what you do is you just, you counsel your kid on how to address it with the coach.
Right.
So if there's a problem with the coach, I talk to my son, Charlie or Sammy, and I say, you have every right to go talk to the coach. This is how you lay out your conversation. These are the questions you ask, but you're within your rights to ask, hey, what's up with this or what's up with that? What are you thinking here? And that takes me out of it. That's the way I kind of do it. I would never live with myself if I intervened. Right. I think it would be a douche move, and I just think I slow down the development of my kids. My kids need to do that. That's their responsibility, right?
Yeah. So. Need more lessons like that.
And right. Kiffin did also joke that he got exposed in the most recent game. It was near the very end of the game, and there was a penalty, and he started going, that's a 10-second runoff. The game's over.
Yeah.
And they were like, coach, there's no such rule in high school. Yeah. So you just you let us handle this, coach. You're very good at Ole Miss. We'll do our job here. So, yeah. But it is 3 o'clock, so that means it's time for the three-point stance.
319!
Ready!
Just count to three.
That's three!
Three shall be the number thou shalt count.
Pierce for three. It's good!
Three fabulous flyers.
And the number of the counting shall be three.
Got tip scores! Ties it 3-3!
On WEEI Afternoons.
Time for today's three-point stance here on WEEI Afternoons, brought to you by Jeffrey Glassman Injury Lawyers, Boston's go-to injury attorney for over 30 years. If you've been hurt in a car or work accident, or you can't stand next to parents at your kids' games, you got to get Glassman. Call all sevens at 617-777-7777. 3 o'clock here on WEEI Afternoons, three hosts, each of which will present their stances on the biggest stories in Boston sports and beyond. We're throwing it in the blender today. I'm in the big chair. I'm taking over to lead our three-point stance today.
Right.
I will give myself 60 seconds on the clock to follow up our conversation on the Boston Red Sox and tell you guys a love story. We all love love, right?
Yeah.
You got a wife, you got a partner. Well, Stiz has publicly declared that he likes women that can kill him in his sleep. We all know what love
Chip.
Looks like in our lives. That's right. That's the new budding love story on this show. Let me take you back to the summer of 2015. A young up-and-coming baseball prospect playing in Bourne in the Cape Cod League by the name of Pete Alonso meets a girl from Quincy, Massachusetts, named Haley. Now, come to find out, about 5 years later, Pete Alonso would tell ESPN, quote, I just couldn't get enough of her. For me, this was the one. The pair wed in Tampa, Florida, 2 years after Pete made his MLB debut in 2019. So Quincy, South Shore native Haley was the one. Haley Walsh was the one. Now, Haley Alonso was the one for Pete Alonso almost 10 years ago to the day. Fellas, I'm here to tell you
that they're divorced.
No, not
it's a love story, Ted.
Oh, sorry.
I'm here to tell you that Pete Alonso is about to find the one in Massachusetts for a second time.
Oh.
Now, love might cost you something. Will it cost you $120 million over 4 years? Maybe. But Craig Breslow said, as I think we alluded to last segment, that the Red Sox are looking for a power bat. They're looking to balance their lineup with some right-handed power. They need to hit the ball out of the ballpark. Mm. So Pete Alonso found love 10 years ago on Cape Cod with Quincy native Haley Walsh, and I'm here to tell you, believe in love if you believe that Pete Alonso will be a member of the Boston Red Sox.
I like it.
Thank you.
I like it. We need to get on Haley's socials and just let her know how much we would enjoy her coming back to Boston.
It's a homecoming.
Way ahead of you, Ted.
Are you really? Yeah, I love that. We got to do
I'm on our LinkedIn.
I had a boy.
That is where most love connections are found.
What is it with Quincy? My nephew was dating a girl from Quincy for a while, randomly. But yeah, there's a lot of fine women that come out of Quincy. But,
there you go.
That's
my new hometown, by the way.
Shook your face around Quincy.
Okay, come on. I didn't know you had a baby. Is it alive?
It's my new hometown, by the way, so if there are any single women there. But anyways.
There you go.
So let me ask you, aside from the love story, I just found that was funny. Rob Bradford tweeted yesterday that he found out that Pete Alonso's wife was from Quincy, and I thought that was pretty funny. But Do you believe in this, Ted? Do you believe in a Pete Alonso Red Sox union? Do you think that's a good fit? What do you make of just that fit between the two sides?
Well, I think just besides that it's a fit for Haley to come back, you know, obviously you never don't ever underestimate. How many years has Pete been playing? You said 10 years?
Met 10 years ago. He made his debut in 2017, so he's been around for a while.
So,
yeah.
You know, sometimes they're like, guys, okay, you've been in the leagues for, whatever, 6-7 years, and you go, you know, I want to try something different. I want to be on a winner
right.
On a team that I think can win. It's my wife's hometown. She's really has family there. She wants to move back. They're going to pay me a ton of money. So there's a lot of things that would be attractive on that end. But then you look at the baseball and the Red Sox point of view, and you go, when's the last time we've had a real solid first baseman? I mean, like where you just boom, you plug him in, you know he's your first baseman, you don't have to worry about it.
Does it go back as far as Mike Napoli at this point?
It might. It goes a long way.
Because you went through Casas, Bobby Dalbec, Sam Travis. They kind of threw a couple guys over there. I think it's Napoli.
Schwarber was there for his short stint.
As you're into relief pitchers, which I am too, I like the idea of just your closer. I meant closer, not relief pitcher. I'm kind of that way with, can we just get a first baseman mm-hmm. that can hit, that's a big bat, that can just play first base for the next 10 years?
Yeah.
That would be Pete Alonso. So I'm all for that move. So it's funny to hear Craig Breslow talk yesterday because he was, you know, he very rarely likes to go over his skis and commit too much. But, you know, he kind of laid out what they were looking for. Oh, okay. So you're going to put your money where your mouth is? That will be interesting to see if they do that.
I hope so. He's averaged 34 home runs for the last 6 years or whatever it is. So
right.
Pencil that into first base, and okay, I'm happy. That's one step, and then find a pitcher, and we can go off into the winter and get ready for spring training.
And maybe half an hour after game 162 with the Mets, he told the media, yeah, I'm opting out. So right. Something tells me that he's going to go somewhere. It probably isn't going to be New York.
And he's coming to a place. It's not like his wife is from Tampa or like someplace he doesn't want to play Oakland.
Pittsburgh.
Wait, are you from Oakland or are you from Sacktown because they're playing in a mine? Like, no, you're going to play for the Boston Red Sox
right.
at Fenway Park
right.
and your wife's happy. So everybody's
happy. How many athletes have come back here because their wife is from? I mean, there's been players, right?
Oh, yeah.
I'm trying to think.
And
of
some stay because of it, I feel like.
Yeah, yeah. So, or they want to, you know, hockey has been that way. You know, I think a couple of Red Sox players have had wives that are from here that they come back here. Because partly because of that.
Wasn't there even one recently with one of the last year or two, like, oh, his wife is taking classes at BU, so that guy's going to come here. Like, this yeah. is a stronger connection than that. She's from Quincy.
Was that Bregman's wife that did that? Or
I
maybe?
Think so. I'm yeah. not sure if that was happening before he signed or after.
Yeah, yeah, okay. yeah
But
yeah.
still, like, anyway. They found
wives
their
matter.
Yeah,
like, we've
do.
Learned.
Oh.
Wives matter.
Oh.
They have say. They right. have pull.
More than you realize.
Yes.
More than, like, even athletes. Like, the
yeah.
wife can really be a kind of a reason why a player picks a certain team, and the factors in that team is a lot of times due because of the wife's influence.
But also, I don't want Breslow to think, oh, his wife's from here, so I can offer $50 million.
Right.
No. You
right.
offer a fair market value, and the wife might be what yeah. puts you over the top, and yeah. he says yes, and he plays first base.
Perfect. Yeah. Love it. Love every single bit of that. Okay, so love is the reason that Pete Alonso will be a member
there
of the Boston Red Sox in 2026. Ted Johnson, are you ready?
I'm ready, bud.
All right, here are 60 seconds for your 3-point stance. Go ahead.
All right, so what did this win do this last week against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers? Well, this game basically solidified, I think, any doubt that might have been there for anybody on that team, maybe for the fans too, maybe for the national audience, but in particular, and the most importantly, I think the players on the Patriots had that, you know, won that game in Tampa with really, you know, there's a lot of things that they're taking away from that game. The heat was an issue. There was injuries. The other team was coming off of a bye. You had a quarterback who was in the MVP kind of conversation. And they went down there, and they I don't want to say they dominated, but they handled their business. Clearly, they handled their business. So they come away from that game feeling, finally, probably, as if they are a legit contender, right? I don't think they probably knew that as a team collectively going into that game. I feel like they do now. And so that leads me to my point in my 3-point, which is this is the proverbial trap game coming up against the Jets. A crappy team, going nowhere, trading all these guys off, big dysfunction in that organization on 4 days rest. This is the definition of a trap game. We haven't had one all season now, all along, but now the Patriots have one because of their status in the league and the opponent they're playing with in the time frame they're playing. Finally, a trap game.
Yeah, this definitely feels something. I don't know if the word is trap. I said to Fitzy, at the very least, this week feels a little icky, like this game with the short week, and you're banged. You already had injuries, and now you're more banged up. You look at the injury report from yesterday. They went 15 deep. You miss Hooper, who you don't really have a backup to have a second tight end out there. Stevenson, Booty were already out. It's a division game, which I always think, Ted, division games are weird.
Yeah, so you're telling me it's a trap game.
Absolutely. Well, you brought this up, and I told you I was actually thinking of putting this out there on the poll today for our daily show poll, and I said, is this Thursday night's game against the Jets a, quote, trap game for the 8-2 Patriots? And we got a nail-biter. We are at 49% yes, 51% no, so we're dead split.
I'd be curious why the people said no. What is...
Because the Jets
reason?
Stink, I think.
So that's the definition. You don't have yes. a trap game with a team that's really good.
But I think the perception with
they're just so bad.
Yeah, like they can't compete.
There's not even a chance they could beat. Not even like a 0.01% chance they could beat the Patriots.
Honestly, I think if you asked this question before the trade deadline, you'd have at least a 60-40, 70-30 split of yes, this is a trap game. I think people see them debuilding their entire, blowing up their entire defense and go, well,
right.
I mean, they were bad before. Yeah. Now, how do they even roll the ball out? Yeah,
they've won the last two games.
They right. have, which is weird.
Which is true.
It's crazy.
Sports. I mean, the special teams, is it all that special for the Patriots? I mean, they had two, they've turned a kickoff Kicks. And a punt for a touchdown. Yep. I mean, what's our punt coverage? Just they I think they were dead last in the NFL in punt coverage.
And I think the other thing, if it's the more analytical fan, the Jets last week threw for like 50 yards, but like 40-something came right. on a screen. And I think an analytical Pats fan is like, they can't throw. Garrett Wilson also out this week.
Right.
Yeah. Are they really going to run all over us? We got a good run defense. Are they going to beat us with the run?
But we just went through a very physical game down there in the heat.
That's why it's a trap.
It's a trap game, guys. It is the proverbial trap game against this Jets. So it's the first one they've had all season long. We kind of were like thinking they had trap games earlier in the year. Nope. This is a real trap game.
I think also another reason somebody might vote no is faith in Mike Vrabel. Trap games happen to teams with bad coaches. The coach won't let them get trapped. He'll hang up his mouse traps or he'll do whatever.
What's funny about that is the mouse traps were hung against the Jets. The Jets have always kind of been the trap game for – I'm taking back. I think it was the Jets that we were playing.
Probably.
When Pete Carroll hung mouse traps.
They stink a lot, so.
Yeah.
They have a lot of opportunities to be the bad team coming to town in the division that could upset you.
Wow. So, yeah, to kind of answer the question, well, did the things from 2025 remind you of 2001 and beyond? Oh, yeah, the
there
Jets still sucked then,
too.
Oh,
yeah, Jets are still bad.
Some death taxes and the Jets suck it. There's consistency in life.
Yep.
All right, fair enough. Andy Hart, your time is now. You get 60 seconds in our. Are you ready?
So you talked about love. I'm going to talk about trust. There's trust issues in the National Football League, and there's two ends of the trust spectrum. I think there are a lot of people that don't yet trust the good teams in the NFL. And by the good teams, I mean the Colts, the Broncos, and the Patriots, the three teams atop the AFC standings. Or even if you want to go to the NFC, team like the Seahawks, where people are like, is Sam Darnold really going to have the best record in that conference? But I also think there's other issues with trust, and it's that they don't trust that some of the teams that aren't good really aren't good. They don't trust that the Ravens stink and have a losing record. They don't trust that Kansas City and Patrick Mahomes will miss the playoffs. And they don't trust that the Philadelphia Eagles look like a cohesive football team because they watched some Monday Night Football last night and saw their inability to score. So this is one of the most interesting mid-seasons I can remember in the NFL. Front runners are not front runners. Even the defending Super Bowl champ, which technically is the one seed in the NFC, I don't think anybody thinks they look like the one seed defending champs. People are like, Saquon's not as good, the coach doesn't like the quarterback, blah, blah, blah. We have significant trust issues right now in the National Football League. We don't trust the good teams, we don't trust the bad teams, but I'm here to tell you that's good for the Patriots. Trust Drake May.
Okay.
Incredible. Trust. There you go. And said with spirit, which is all that matters.
So who do we need to trust? Drake
you
May.
Need to trust your own feelings. And don't, if you think the Patriots are good,
yeah.
then believe the Patriots are good. If you think the Chiefs are done and this isn't their year, don't be afraid to say it. Why? Because they won last year and the year before that and the year before that and the year before that and the year before that. Mm-hmm. No. Mm-hmm. It's 2025. If you think the Chiefs aren't that good and Patrick Mahomes completes 50% of his passes and Travis Kelce's not as good as he once was, Say it. Believe it. Don't let history make you feel weird about how
Can
you
I give
feel
you
about
one little stat nug that Uh-oh. Is that might, I don't know, if you don't believe in the stat, then you this will be, it won't resonate.
He already broke the cardinal rule of telling us how to feel in a three-point stance, so we'll see where this one goes.
Can we make this like another segment of 3 points? So I don't tell you how to feel. I can tell you how to feel in another segment. So you say you look at the Chiefs and you go, what are the Chiefs' record right now?
They're 5-4.
And you look at the Colts, they're 7-2.
Yep,
is that what they are?
8-2.
Excuse me. So the Chargers are 7-3. Those are. Well, let me just keep it with the Colts and the Chiefs. Both of those teams are higher than the Patriots in team DVOA. So team DVOA, they take the best defenses, the best, and they mix your defense and your offense all together, put in a pot, and they come out with these numbers. Even though the Chiefs are 5-4, they're the fifth best DVOA in the NFL, which is kind of hard to believe. The Colts at 8-2
yep.
are currently second in DVOA. The Patriots at 7-2 are currently the 14th team in DVOA.
Yeah.
So if you want to say, you know, this team isn't as good as the record, that would be the case. It's hard to look at the Chiefs and go, you know, yeah, they're 5-4. The Patriots are a lot better. And then I go, I don't know, man. If you go inside the numbers, it would tell you that they are just as good, if not better, than the Patriots.
Can I add something real quick? DVOA, the stat that you mentioned, defense adjusted value over average, an
Thank
advanced
you.
NFL metric that measures a team's performance on a play-by-play basis compared to the league average. So it's a value stat. It's determining compared to, you know, your mediocre teams in the league, how much better or worse are you getting? Just to add the footnote to the point that you're making.
Yes.
I was just about to ask. Thank you, Dan.
Now, can I ask for a clarification? Because I knew what it was, but you said the Patriots are 14th?
Yeah.
Does that mean they're close to the league average, because 16 would be the middle of the league? And is that what that tells me, that their combined DVOA offense defense has them right in the middle of the pack of the league? Is that
I would look at it, I would compare it to the other teams that are in front of you and behind you as a benchmark on, are you better than the Colts? Well, the DVOA would say you're not. Are you better than the Chiefs? The DVOA would say you're not. Are you better than the Chargers at 7-3 in this DVOA? You'd say, yeah, they are better than Chargers because they're 18th in DVOA. Yeah. So that's how I'd look at it.
They have Daniel Jones. We have Drake May.
The Bills. The Bills.
Sometimes it's that easy.
Are the sixth in DVOA. So that would suggest they are better.
Yeah,
so
that worries me there.
Yeah.
And the Chiefs, we were talking about this a little earlier, Ted. There's going to be some upcoming games where some of this is going to play itself out. The Chiefs play the Broncos twice still and the Colts once. So they'll get their chance to show, are those teams better than me? Or, nope, I'm still the Chiefs, and we'll see what the record is come mid-season.
So I trust my feelings, right? That's what I'm...
Trust your feelings.
Yes.
I still trust that the top three teams may be paper Tigers when the playoffs come
around. Top three?
Yeah.
So you're including the Patriots?
Yeah.
I am, yeah, because I think we landed on this on Friday, how Buffalo, Kansas City, Los Angeles, Baltimore, like that could be your 4, 5, 6, 7 when the playoffs come around, theoretically. I would look at a matchup against any of those teams, even at home, and go, yeah, that's a challenge I haven't seen in New England so far this season. So that's just my personal feeling that I'm still trusting. But, hey, you know, things change season over season. There's always, I don't know, there's always a handful of teams. I forget the exact number, but there's always a handful, maybe 8 teams that, like, jump in and out of the playoff picture year over year, something like that. So it is part of what normally happens year over year. I don't trust it yet.
It's, you know, it's an interesting, I was looking up teams that were, you know, had this record at the halfway point that were Super Bowl winners. Can you think there was a team that was or teams that finished with a bad regular season record and still won the Super Bowl?
Giants.
There you go. The 2011 Giants.
And I only know that because of, well, who they beat.
That's what I meant. The teams that had the worst regular season. So there was no way you would believe it, but they were 6-2 after 8 games. And then they only ended up winning 3 more games, but yet they ended up winning the Super Bowl in 2011. So,
and I would also just add, as much as I said the Chiefs get a chance to prove who they are against the Broncos and the Colts, the Patriots will get a chance. If the Patriots beat the Ravens and the Bills, those two like marquee remaining games, I think we're going to be feeling pretty good about the Patriots. We already are. But
damn right. And then one more little example, just don't forget, even though Vrabel doesn't want to be compared to the 2001 team, after 10 games, the Patriots 2001 team 5-5.
Mm-hmm. We're going to get into that.
Yeah.
I thought it was interesting that he didn't want the comparison, but then he goes, well, that team was 5-5, which I actually thought there was a little tone of like, we're 8-2, so what's the comparison?
So we're, it's a foregone conclusion we're going to win the Super Bowl, baby.
Perfect. Wait, I got a stat real quick. Ted, what's the best 10-game start that you had in your career?
Oh, the best 10 games. I'm going to say, gosh, it had to be the 2004 team where we were probably 9-1.
You were 9-1. So that happened in 2004. Ironically enough, that number has also happened for you in 2025 because you're 9-1 in your picks this year.
Oh, stop it.
Making sure we got that on the records. Making sure your shirt in yet? Your new shirt for this weekend yet?
It's coming, baby. It'll be ready Friday.
Go ahead, Andy. Throw it a break.
Do I need to say like what my worst start was to any season I've ever been involved in since I'm 2-8 or whatever my record is now?
I was not going to bring your record up at all. That was a choice out of you.
Sophomore year in high school, we went 0-10, and we never led a single game for a single minute. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, TED Talk time, we're going to look at this Bucks-Patriots game, the big win for Drake May and Mike Vrabel through the eyes of big number 52. TED Talk's up next here on WEEI.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Afternoons.
It's time for a TED Talk.
In a pothole that time in the form of Ted Johnson.
This was a disappointing play. Patriots had momentum.
From three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson.
This guy is one of the best inside linebackers in football.
It's like playing hide-and-go-seek with the football. The snap of the ball. Set hut.
On WEEI Afternoons.
TED Talk here on WEEI Afternoons is brought to you by Boston Prolotherapy. If joint pain has you riding the bench, do what Ted did. Eliminate your joint pain with Dr. Franke of Boston Prolotherapy online at bostonprolotherapy.com. NFL.com. Ted Johnson, Patriots beat the Bucks 28-23. You have thoughts. Let's get right into it. So the first one, this was the third game this season that Drake May was pressured more than 50% of the time.
Third game in a row.
Yeah,
it's third game in a row. So you just think about, you know, how's he done in the last three games? And think of it in terms of he's been pressured on 50% of the dropbacks. He was, I mean, to be, you know, exact, he was 47% pressured on dropbacks in this past game, but over 50% the last two games. It was interesting. They didn't blitz as much. So what I'm seeing is teams are trying to figure out ways to stop Drake May, right? Where I think the last two opponents before this Tampa Bay game, they were blitzing all the time. Where the Bucs only blitzed 25% of the time. For them, that's a low number. You saw them dropping eight guys, only rushing three. If you guys remember back in the day, that's how we stopped Peyton Manning. Is we did we hardly ever, you never see a team only rush three. But we would do that against Peyton Manning. We'd drop eight. So the longer he holds the ball, the better off you were of making a big play. He wasn't good at scrambling or you know, kind of making plays off schedule. But the Tampa Bay Bucs only blitzed him 25%, but they got pressure on over 50% of the dropbacks, and he still had, to me, an incredible. Everybody talks about, you know, the bad play, the bad interception. He was inaccurate at the start of the game. Yeah, he was, but he's also the reason he won that game with those beautiful plays he made downfield, which we'll talk about. But to me, I think it's incredible how well he's playing when you consider teams are sending pressure. He's getting pressured 50% of the time, and he's still producing.
Keep an eye on Ibuka. He's part of that three-man stack on the right.
Got everyone up in there, and you're exactly right, Jim. That's the guy who's got to win.
Mayfield in trouble, and he can't get away. The Patriots come up with a sack. I don't know about that. There might have been a whistle. It's all for naught anyway. The Patriots defense comes up when they had to with the big stop.
So you talk about May under pressure. The Patriots defense pressured Baker Mayfield with some blitzing.
I was surprised. I'm always curious, like, you know, fourth and three, third and three. Do you blitz?
Go get him.
Well, they blitzed. They were very, very, I would say, aggressive in their blitz calls. I think they probably the most they blitzed a game all season long at 31%. They're not a big blitzing team. And the times that they did, they were effective. When what the Patriots did is they did like this three-man overload stunt. I got a lot of my blitzes doing this, where it's either two down linemen stunt and then a linebacker off the line comes and loops around, or you have two off-the-line guys and a 1D lineman, but it was always a three-man blitz from one side. And that's what that last play was. So I thought it was a creative way of blitzing that they really hadn't shown all season long. That they just kind of decided, maybe they looked at the old film in 2004, like, oh, you know, that looks good. I like what those guys are doing. probably not.
That's what I would do.
But I just liked that they were aggressive in this game. It seemed to pay off, even though Baker had a good day passing, if you really look at the numbers. I just liked that they were aggressive in those calls, and they were effective when they did blitz.
And a new wrinkle for Zach Core, because when they blitzed earlier in the year, that was under Terrell Williams.
Correct.
So this gives other teams something to look at,
to think about
as they're moving forward.
Final seconds of the first quarter. They fake it to Henderson. Tony, you're right, going down the field. They've got the big play. There he goes, running down the sideline is Williams. Williams, the rookie, has the touchdown. I don't know how you felt it coming here, Tony, but you called it. Here's the big play, 72 yards to the rookie from Washington State.
We'd heard that the Kyle Williams breakout game was coming, and the Kyle Williams breakout game came. Let's go.
How about that? That to me was probably my favorite throw that Drake May has made all season long, and there's some incredible ones.
Yeah. Wow.
So let's just go through that play a little bit. It was a max protection play, so they only sent two guys out in the route. And it's interesting. They rush six, so that means they have five guys in pass coverage to stop two, and they didn't get the play stopped. It's a kind of like what they do is the Patriots are very effective running two kind of deep routes, and they both cross kind of at midfield, so it puts the safety in a. Do I take the one coming from the right, or do I take the one coming from the left? And the safety chose wrong, and so that's what opens up that pass to Kyle Williams. But it was it was the fact that Drake May was kind of sliding a little bit to his left because there was pressure from the outside linebacker, number 43, I don't know his name. Austin Hooper was kind of getting worked pretty good, and he got pushed back into the quarterback. And Drake makes a throw to his right as he's moving left with pressure from his right side. And does he put it in a place that, I mean, any of us could have caught it? I mean, it was like right here.
Dropped it right in.
Right there. And so I just thought that was an incredible play. And let's just talk real quick about the receivers in this game. Matt Collins led all receivers with six catches for 106 yards. That's the second time this year he's led the team in receptions in a game. The Patriots still have six players that have led the team in receptions in 10 games, which is still number one in the NFL. So they're spreading the ball around. But just the overall effort from Steph Diggs on that fourth down, that was an incredible catch. You know, seeing Kyle Williams, you know, it's his third catch of the season was that catch. And then Matt Collins, I don't know, guys. I mean, he looks pretty damn good out there, doesn't he?
Way better than I thought.
Ooh. Yeah, he's kind of the safety blanket out there.
Yep.
Like he's the I need an easy completion. I can trust him. I can get him out wide. Like that's kind of what we were trying to talk ourselves into Efton Chisholm being at the beginning of the year.
Nope.
He's actually been not only, you know, as an X that you can trust deep, but just a guy I know I can get it into his hands. But then you go to Stephon Diggs. All right, it's fourth and one, and I need a circus catch.
Yeah.
That's when you go to the superstar.
No doubt.
Yeah.
No doubt. And it was cool to see on that fourth and three play that we played earlier, just to see the sideline going nuts. Sometimes it's fun to see how the reaction is. Steph Diggs was going nuts on that play. Like, the defense is out there, yet he's on the sideline holding a towel, and he's going nuts. I like that. That's how you quantify buy-in is right there. So the receivers overall, what a pleasant surprise they have been so far this year.
Absolutely. I loved, and we asked Drake about it yesterday, that dynamic of early on and, like, sort of the volume guy, I'm going to Hollins and Diggs. But we're going to mix in this speedy Kyle Williams and some of these young guys, Travion Henderson. It's that balance of the old guard. It's a little Bregman, Roman Anthony, Meyer, like that blending and what that energy can do.
And real quick, what I like hearing these guys talk after games, Kyle Williams basically said, I'll take my reps wherever I can get them. It's whatever the team needs. I'm being patient. Can you imagine Javon Baker and the guys they've had in the past here saying things like that? Not even close.
Nope. No, the culture is so different.
I give a lot of the credit to the new coaches, but also to Steph Diggs, because I think he's the straw that stirs the drink for that receiving group. And they all have taken this kind of approach that, hey, it might not be my time now, but I'm eventually going to get that.
But Kyle Williams wasn't the only guy with a big play. The running back had a couple of them. The breakout day continued for Travion Henderson.
How about Travion Henderson? Just finally, he played in the way that we all thought he would. And that first touchdown to start the third quarter, it was just a simple kind of it was off tackle. So it was designed to hit the C gap. Nothing special, just kind of double team and then up to the second line. And you know, you had Hunter Henry on that side kind of just turn his guy out a little bit. You had Matt Collins, who was lined up over Hunter Henry on that side, who rooted out the safety that was down in the box. So there's eight guys in the box, which is the hardest front to run through. And this is what it reminded me of, you guys, is that Travion Henderson, there wasn't really a hole there to start, but he trusted the guys in front of him. He trusted the guys were going to make the blocks. And he squeezed through this hole, and he broke through, and it reminded me of Cole Trickle. You guys remember Cole Trickle when he was was at Daytona, and he's out there, and he's going against all those guys, and he'd already wrecked before.
Yeah.
He'd wrecked earlier in the season, so he was terrified of if there was another wreck, do I push through it? Do I press the pedal? Do I go harder? Do I ease off of it because I don't want to get into another wreck? And it just reminded me of this scene from Days of Thunder.
You better go high, Cole. Pick a line you can drive through. Go around those wrecks. You can drive through it. I know it. I know it in my heart. Woo! Up through it, Henry! I'm out of here.
I'm out of here, Travion Henderson. I'm out of here. Trust it. Trust it. And he did. He trusted the line that they were going to have their blocks, and he squeezed through that hole, and he hit his head on the goalpost. Wasn't even touched when he got through there, and so it reminded me of Cole Trickle in that scene. And it's just great to see Travion Henderson play have that kind of game, because we've all been waiting for it, and he delivered. I mean, they had five explosive plays in this game, And where is the stat?
Oh, it's the greatest stat ever.
Go ahead. Do you know it?
It's this. They now have 7 explosive plays of 50 yards or longer through 10 games this year, which is like 500 plays from 2020 to 2024. They also had 7 50-plus yard plays in 5,000 plays. It's the most remarkable stat I've ever heard.
That's
like, and I know you had a great game, and this was sort of an aberration. You're probably not going to have 3 50-yard rookie touchdowns, but they're explosive now. They're fun. On the other side, we're going to take a quick TED Talk timeout. I do want to get to, though, was this a breakout game for Trevion Henderson or just 2 plays? Can he be a little bit more consistent in the offense? We'll get to that next here on WEEI Afternoon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Back here, WEEI Afternoons, part 2 of a TED Talk. Baker Mayfield threw for some yards on Sunday. In fact, it's the 3rd most yards against this Patriots defense this year, Ted Johnson.
Correct. Behind Geno Smith and who was the other one? I forget. But so it's the 3rd most. And you go, well, so I want to give the defense some love in the sense that after the Bucs were able to get to within one score, so it was 21-16 there in the end of the 3rd quarter, the Patriots defense, I will compare it to the defenses of the early dynasties, the defenses I played on, when they were able to close out the game. You know, it would be a big sack or an interception that would seal the game.
Yep.
Or just 3 and outs or turnover on downs. So when the Bucs scored their second touchdown to get to within 6 or to get within, it was 5 points to 16-21. The Patriots defense forced a punt, and a turnover on downs. Now, they got a touchdown after that, but it was kind of meaningless, and it was the game was kind of over at that point. So I give the credit, the defense a lot of credit. However, you know, you look at the passing yards, you're like, there's a lot of soft coverage. There's a lot of easy kind of throws and catches out there. There was a breakdown in coverage in that Ibuka touchdown early in the game on the opening drive. By the way, 10 games the Patriots have played, teams have scored 5 touchdowns on 5 opening drives out of those 10 games. So that's not great. Only 1 sack, okay, which is concerning. It's just something to kind of monitor is the lack of pressure, the lack of sacks, the passing yards, the bad third down defense. Bad red zone defense. They're excellent on third down. Forgive me. They're excellent. They're fourth in the league in third down. But the front seven in the secondary, although I want to give them their flowers, at the end of the day, they did what they needed to do. There's still cracks in that wall that has me concerned for better opponents in playoffs down the road.
Real quick, that opening drive, I thought they were bad run defense and bad pass defense.
Yeah, they were. Sean Tucker, 44, averaged 6 yards a carry.
Yeah, and then you had the breakdown with our guy Marcus Jones involved, and he kind of said they put us in a bind with a route, I think is the way he referenced it yesterday. But how do we – this is a continuing problem. A lot of other problems they've started to chip away at, improve a little bit, figure out. These opening drives, why do you look like you're playing your worst defense of the day right out the gates?
I mean, I come up with this. It's the same thing I come up with is they either don't, those teams are opening drives. They're trying to show you things that they haven't shown on film before.
Right.
So the Patriots can't game plan for it as well.
Is there a consistency?
They break their tendencies.
Is there a consistency that the Patriots are trying to run their defense on a script, or was that just the one game where they had Ben McAdoo try to script out, this is what you're going to see on your first defensive possession?
I don't know that they've stuck with that. That was a storyline that they had Ben McAdoo sort of script out the way somebody would attack this defense, so then you can kind of...
Well, Ben McAdoo sucks at scripting out plays. That would be my final conclusion.
Yeah, I also wonder, does it become a thing where opposing offensive coordinators are like, we're going to make hay right out the gates. We know.
Like, we have to.
Yeah.
It already feels like it's a thing.
It does feel like it's a thing. And I always wonder when people, they go in for that almost a knockout punch early. And I do, like a good team, you're able to overcome it against a lot of these teams. But if you get a Patrick Mahomes in a playoff game, for example, and he goes 7-0, and then, God forbid, Drake punts, and then Patrick Mahomes gets the ball back, it's like, we're digging a hole here I don't like.
And you know what that does? That's a great example. So let's just play this out. So you're playing teams that don't have the best quarterbacks or the best offense. You know, like Carolina scores on you on the first drive.
Most of their schedule.
Are you as a signal caller, if you're Josh McDaniels, are you panicking that the Carolina Panthers just are up 7-0?
Nope.
But if Patrick Mahomes is up 7-0 and the Patriots offense goes out there and they get 3 and out, and you just like you said, Patrick Mahomes has the ball again, and now it's 10-0. Maybe they get a field goal. Maybe they drive all the way down and it's whatever. They get then all of a sudden Josh McDaniels is like, "Oh crap."
Yep.
We got to press. What we plan on doing isn't going to work because now we're down. The defense is not getting stops, and all of a sudden you get a little bit of pressure, and you that opening drive that you gave up for a touchdown is more meaningful than it has been against these lesser teams.
And finally, the penalties. The penalties are on the way down. They have still had some, and they still had a couple pre-snap. I think there was a couple false starts there.
They did.
Can't quite totally squash them all, but the penalties going in the right direction?
So they were worse than the league for the first 3 or 4 weeks. Now they're down to 22nd. So they've really cut back on the penalties, which tells me they're a smarter team. I don't know. The way they executed that before the half, kind of four plays there at the goal line, or it made me a little bit nervous. I mean, they had a similar kind of – they almost upchucked on themselves in that Buffalo game, if you remember, going into halftime.
Yep.
I don't know how the clock guy who's – if the game's in Buffalo, just didn't let that 1 second run off. But they got 1 second to kick that field goal, right?
Yep.
So, so they look like they're a smart team. You had Travion Henderson looking to the sidelines as to whether he should – so they're a smart team that shows – and do you know the Steph Diggs touchdown that he had?
Yeah.
Do you guys remember, did that play look familiar at all? Did when Steph Diggs, he was Twins left on the 1 yard line. They motion him to a stack, and then he shakes the coverage off and goes to the back of the end zone for a catch that he high points and catches in the back of the end zone. Did that play remind you of another play?
Dan Ball, your turn.
Okay, I'll tell you what. It was happened last weekend where the Falcons did it to us, and it was Drake London who short motioned in a twin set and beat Marcus Jones to the corner down there inside the 2 yard line for a touchdown. So it's a copycat league.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, that looks good. You know, why don't we do that to the Buccaneers if we get an opportunity? And they did.
Isn't it nice to see?
That's a smart team.
Isn't it nice to see star talent in that kind of situation? A guy who you can just throw it up to, like, I trust my guy.
You didn't.
Drake did not have that at all at his disposal last year.
Yeah. Nope. You got a quarterback who trusts a wide receiver. You got a touchdown that ends up being the difference in the game, essentially. If you work the score out later, that ends up difference in the game. So, Ted, thank you for inviting us to your TED Talk.
Pleasure.
Appreciate it. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, we're going to do the comparison game. We're going to hear from Mike Vrabel when we bring up the 2001 team, and we just so happen to have a guy in studio who was on the 2001 team. We're going to talk about the comparisons between the 2025 Patriots and the eventual Super Bowl champions from 2001. We also got your phone calls. We see you lined up, 617-779-7937. That's all up next here on WEEI.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.